This is mainly about China trying to get a stronger economic foothold in Europe. Even before Prime Minister Li's visit kicked off yesterday, there were two major statements supporting more cooperation between China and Germany. The German car parts supplier Continental says it will join forces with China's Google, a company called Baidu, to construct driverless cars. And Deutsche Bank announced also yesterday that it will underwrite 2.7 billion euro worth of construction projects together with the China Development Bank as part of the Belt and Road Project, that is that ambitious $900 billion project that must link China to South Asia and Europe. But, says Jean-Pierre Cabestan of Baptist University in Hong Kong, not everybody in Germany, or the EU for that matter, is happy with the increased Chinese activities.
The European Union is expecting from China that it opens more its economy to outside investors and outside companies. But as you know, China is witnessing an economic slowdown, and I don't think that the trade and commercial relationship between China and Europe and Germany are going really to improve in the coming months.
So the Chinese are increasingly moving into Europe. We've seen that happening in Africa, where they're building massive infrastructure projects. And since some years, especially the last year, they have been aggressively moving into Europe as well.
They see it as a place to get new technologies in buying companies which have developed high tech. And now China and a lot of Chinese companies have the means to buy such companies. We've got examples in Germany and elsewhere in the last few months. Now the question is whether there will be some screening in the future in order for European economies to keep their best technologies for themselves instead of selling them to China.
So, some examples. Why would an increased Chinese economic presence in, say, Germany or other countries in Europe be a problem? Well, it all started in the 1990s when China opened up to foreign investors could go in there. Foreign companies could only operate as joint ventures with a Chinese partner, and the condition for opening a joint venture was a transfer of the latest technology. I asked Konrad Poblavsky, a senior fellow with the Center for Eastern Studies OSW in Warsaw, if Western companies, so also German companies who invested massively in China in the 1990s, didn't shoot themselves in the foot.
They thought for the 1990s it was okay, but they thought it will be liberalized later on. But those expectations failed to realize because China has still very strict restrictions on the European investors. For example, German car makers have to send data of electric cars to one Chinese public institution. And therefore, they are afraid that Chinese government can get some precious data of their cars and of their technology by doing that.
And the turning point came last year, 2016, when China managed to take over one top-rated German high-tech company.
The starting point was takeover of KUKA company by a Chinese investor, and it was conducted against the will of the federal government of Germany. They didn't expect that China could take over one of the leading robotic company in Germany, KUKA, and the federal government even tried to block it, but they failed to do that. They didn't have law to block it. So it was the starting point of decrease of political relations between Beijing and Berlin. Then Germany started to reconsider it, and they noticed that China would like to become a competitor.
Now, later today, the EU-China summit will start in Brussels, and Li Keqiang, the Chinese Prime Minister, will meet with EU leaders. But it remains to be seen if Brussels will be able to design a concerted policy that will slow down Beijing's quest for European technology that it ironically uses to try and beat European competition.